After inspiring them with these commendations, he once again attempts persuasion. The reason he blended commendations with his criticism was to avoid causing resentment by moving directly from criticism to persuasion. Instead, by pleasing their ears first, he could more effectively pave the way for his persuasive argument. He intends to talk about giving to the needy, which is why he preemptively says, "I am glad that in every way I can have confidence in you." His aim with this is to encourage their readiness for the task at hand based on their previous good actions. Rather than directly saying, "Give to the needy," notice his wisdom in his approach, subtly preparing them for his message. He informs them, "You should know about the generosity that God has given the churches of Macedonia." This is his way of encouraging them not to become arrogant by labeling their actions as grace. By sharing the commendable actions of others, he ignites a healthy competition amongst them. He notes three praiseworthy aspects of the Macedonians: their resilience during trials, their capacity for empathy, and their generosity in giving to the needy despite their own poverty, as even their own possessions had been seized. When he addressed them in his letter, he refers to this resilience, stating, "For you became imitators of the churches of God that are in Judea, for you too suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Jews." Observe what he then wrote to the Hebrews, "For you joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property." But he labels their commendable actions as grace, aiming to not simply keep them humble, but to also kindle a competitive spirit and to avoid causing offense. He incorporates the title brethren to further diffuse potential envy, because he is about to shower them with high praises. Pay attention to his accolades. After stating, "I make known to you the grace of God," he doesn't single out any particular city. Instead, he praises the entire nation by saying, "In the churches of Macedonia." Then he goes on to detail this grace.